UN investigators confirmed that foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have used nerve gas, sarin, in the country. The findings are based on interviews with victims, doctors, and field hospitals in neighboring countries. The investigators also say they have not found any evidence of Syrian government forces having used internationally banned chemical weapons. Syria vows to retaliate in case of further Israeli aggression. This after Tel Aviv launched an attack on a research facility near Damascus. The attack came 2 days after Israeli warplanes allegedly targeted an unspecified location. Iran, Lebanon, Egypt, Algeria, and the Arab League have already condemned the Israeli aggression. In Iraq, at least 4 people have been killed in 2 separate blasts in the capital, Baghdad. 2 other people have also been killed in roadside bombs in Abu Ghraib and the northern city of Kirkuk. The UN says violence claimed over 700 lives across Iraq last month. Malaysia's ruling coalition has won the country's parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Najib Razak's National Front coalition won 127 of the 222 parliamentary seats. Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, whose alliance seized 77 seats, has refused to concede in the election. The victory marks the ruling coalition's 13th consecutive victory since 1957. The latest monthly U.S. jobs report shows that America's manufacturing sector has not added a single job in March. Instead, it has lost 3,000 jobs in the same period. The new figures are considered a setback given the U.S. president's campaign pledges for creating new manufacturing jobs in his second term. A new poll shows that many British families are cutting back on the essentials of daily life. It says 1 in 5 households borrowed money or used savings to cover food costs last month. This in spite of official statistics last week, which showed personal insolvencies had dropped to their lowest levels in 5 years. The death toll from the tragic building collapse near the Bangladeshi capital topped 600. More bodies have been pulled out from the wreckage as recovery work continues. It's still unclear how many more victims remain under the rubble. The textile factory complex tumbled down on April the 24th. And the African Union says the continent's conflicts happen in countries with huge natural resources. It says fighting involves actors, especially from outside Africa. The body has also called for strategies to stem these conflicts and allow the resources become a blessing for local residents.